The United Nations says 300,000 people in Yemen could be infected with cholera in the coming weeks. The outbreak has already killed about 1,000 people since it began in April, and the ongoing civil war has made matters worse. Doctors aren't getting paid, hospitals are closed or destroyed. And in Yemen, it's already difficult to be a doctor or a scientist, especially if you're a woman. NPR's Michaeline Duclef has this profile of a scientist who was forced to flee.
2 years ago, Iqbal Dakhan was going to work in the morning as usual. She's a biochemistry professor at a university where she studies the nutrition of food. She was driving on the freeway when suddenly...
I feel something on my car, but I ignore because I was driving very fast.
Something had smacked into the side of her car, hard. She reached the parking lot, got out of the car, and looked at the door. What she saw left her speechless.
I got gun in my car, just on the door.
A bullet went through your door?
Yeah.
Right next to you?
Yes.
Iqbal was okay. The door had stopped the bullet. She has no idea where it came from, but it turned out to be an ominous sign of what was to come. You see, Iqbal is a woman scientist in one of the hardest places on Earth just to be a woman. Yemen. The World Economic Forum ranks Yemen as the worst country for women's rights. Women have such few rights that many can't leave their homes without permission from their husbands.
If she go out with her brother, husband, it's okay.
But not on her own.
This is our culture.
A culture where the majority of women can't read, half are married by age 18, some as young as age 8. And then there's the black veil. Many women in Yemen, including Iqbal, cover their entire face with a black veil, except for a small slit across their eyes.
I cover my face because I respect our culture.
Respect, yes. Blindly follow, no. For the past decade, Iqbal has busted through glass ceiling after glass ceiling with grace and fearlessness. Even as a young girl, Iqbal says she was a rebel.
I was very naughty.
You were naughty?
Yeah.
She liked breaking rules and proving people wrong. So when her parents told her she might not have the smarts to go into science and engineering like her dad, Iqbal thought, of course I can.
I told my father, I heard a lot about scientists in chemistry. What's the difference between me and them? So I want to try.
And she did more than try. She crushed it. Iqbal won over her father, got his financial support, and was the first among her friends to finish college. Then she got a scholarship to do her PhD in Malaysia. That led to her writing a book about the fruits mentioned in the Quran and their health benefits, and people love it.
Very successful book now.
Very successful book.
Iqbal became such a big star in the Middle East that Al Sayed University in Yemen made her an assistant professor and head of a medical department, all before age 35. Iqbal was on top of the world. Then one morning, it was all taken away. In March 2015, Iqbal's hometown of Taiz got tangled up in Yemen's bloody civil war. That's tape taken from Euro News. Bombs were exploding everywhere.
They're bombing the university.
They were bombing the university.
Yeah, they killed some of my students. It's very bad. It's very bad. I assure you.
She turns to her computer and brings up some photos.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah, very bad.
On the screen is a photo of several bodies, lying flat on the ground, lined up next to each other, covered in cream white sheets.
This is, 9 persons from my family.
You lost 9 family members?
Yes. They bombing their house. They die all. 9 persons from my family.
Are these some children in your family?
Yes.
A few of the bodies are small. Iqbal's niece, nephew.
Sorry.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
That's why I left my country.
After the bombing, Iqbal spent a few months trapped in Yemen. Trapped in a city where snipers shoot children. Bombs fall on mosques, schools, markets.
They're bombing everywhere, randomly.
And then one day, she had an idea. Maybe her science could get her out of the war. She started texting her mentor in Malaysia, applied for a special refugee fellowship, and a month later, she was safe on a plane headed for Kuala Lumpur. Now she's working to save up money so she can get her parents and sister out of the war.
I want to bring my family, but it's very difficult.
But Iqbal persists. She works long hours in lab, continues to publish papers, teach students, and has never lost sight of her big dreams.
I have to be strong, strong. I want to be strong.
And what is your dream, the ultimate dream?
My dream, Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize.
But I don't think so. It's very difficult.
I don't know. I wouldn't bet against you.
And Ekbal has already done so much for science. Because when little girls in the Middle East see photos of Ekbal as a chemist, wearing a headscarf while pipetting and measuring pH, they don't need to use their imagination to think, I could be just like her. I could be a scientist. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.